bamboo factories are to be set up in various zones throughout Jamaica. This is part of the government's bamboo development strategy being spearheaded by the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce. Plans should see the factories being built in four zones across the island. Zone 1 will comprise Hanover, Westmoreland and St. James, with focus on producing bamboo board and furniture and bamboo charcoal.
We are in discussions with the Ministry of Local Government to establish a factory under the Carriled project with funding from CEDA in that area.
Junior Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Sharon Folks Abrahams. St. Mary, Portland and St. Thomas will comprise Zone 2, with factories producing edible bamboo shoots, bamboo charcoal and preserved bamboo sticks. St. Andrew, St. Catherine and Clarendon make up Zone 3. Factories here will concentrate on producing bamboo sawdust, bamboo shipping pallets, preserved bamboo yam sticks, bamboo charcoal, water and air filters.
Zone 4, St. Elizabeth, Manchester, factories producing edible bamboo shoots, bamboo charcoal, preserved bamboo yam sticks, bamboo power generation. We are seeking to revolutionize the country and to make sure that rural Jamaica stays apace of the world.
Mrs. Folks Abraham says the ministry will focus on developing strategies and supportive policies and financing of the new bamboo sector to help fuel its growth. Within this broader context, a new bamboo industry board will examine strategies and means for social inclusion to benefit marginalized groups, particularly those in rural areas.
Inclusive development with bamboo has provided secure livelihoods for many thousands of rural producers on all continents. The same can be done for Jamaica. Our vast resource of bamboo and underdeveloped or marginalized lands provide significant potential for economic advancement through job creation and poverty reduction.
The proposed Bamboo Industry Board will also be paying close attention to public-private partnerships to help develop rural communities. And the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, the BSJ, is pursuing a public-private sector partnership with Jamaica Ital Fibers Institute, JAMIFI, for the applied research and development of bamboo and other natural fibers in Jamaica. The promoters of JAMIFI believe that the product and byproducts of bamboo can have an immediate and vital impact in creating quality employment, sustainable enterprise, and much-needed economic and social activity in Jamaica. In January 2012, Jamaica became the 38th member of the International Network for Bamboo and Rattan, INBAR, an intergovernmental organization comprising countries that have bamboo and or rattan resources in quantities that can be commercialized. The BSJ has been designated by the ministry to be the focal point for INBAR in Jamaica. Team leader for INBAR Focal Point Jamaica, Gladstone Rose, says the economy stands to gain significantly from the membership, as all member countries report that they are able to create jobs, protect their environment, and achieve sustainable development.
It is contributing heavily to GDP. It is being used now to alleviate poverty. It is being used to protect the environment. The most successful countries are India, China, Indonesia, Ecuador, Brazil. We find that with the knowledge we now have, we can match the colleague members.
Bamboo can be used to create a wide range of products, including flooring, corrugated roofing, furniture, toothpicks and chopsticks, charcoal, panels and mats, among other things. Currently, the bamboo industry is worth an estimated $12 billion globally and is expected to be worth some $20 billion by 2015. In Jamaica, there's an estimated 47,000 hectares of bamboo growing across the country.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.